Shanti. Original efforts of Mama and Baba. Brahma Baba maintain a very powerful stage of yoga, and Brahma Baba stage is in front of us in the form of Tower of Peace. When you go on a Tower of Peace, you can feel that is not a Tower of Peace, but Brahma Baba is standing there. And we are experiencing vibrations from Brahma Baba's elevated stage. Tower of Peace means very high stage, elevated stage. And secondly, Tower of Peace means unshakable stage. Very high stage, very good elevated stage, which can give the inspirations to thousands and thousands souls. And secondly, unshakable stage. No matter what sort of problems were in front of Baba, Baba faced that problem and he maintained that unshakable stage. After coming to Baba, what I have to do? After coming to Baba, I have to maintain very good stage of yoga. This is my aim. Service, while performing action, while doing service, I have to maintain very good stage of yoga. Okay? That yoga stage can bring you on the stage of world. Now I would like to share some efforts which Baba had done in his life since the beginning. Very first effort, when Brahma Baba had the vision of soul conscious stage, right after that, Baba used to practice intensively. I am not this body, but I am a soul, I am a sparkling star. Baba used to write on a paper thousands and thousand times. Baba used to write on a wall, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. And there was a small gathering, satsanga in front of Baba. I am a soul, this is a soul. I am a soul, this is not my daughter, this is a soul. This is not my son, this is a soul, this is a soul. All the time, I am a soul, this is a soul, I am a soul, this is a soul. People used to meet Baba and then they were observing, Baba is totally lost in the same practice. What is this? By that intensive practice, Baba was able to maintain unshakable stage. Because this is a foundation. Practice of soul conscious stage is a foundation of creating elevated stage. That is the first lesson, that is the last lesson, and that is the most important lesson. We must realize. Why we came to Baba? For getting the spiritual power, spirituality in our life. The word spirituality contains in itself spirit. Spirituality means until we are not considering ourselves as a spirit, as a soul, as a point of light, spirituality wouldn't be there. And as much we are considering ourselves as a soul, others also as a soul, then automatically the power of spirituality is increasing. Second type of the efforts Baba had done. Effort of being in a self-respect. Very first day. From the very first day, Baba maintained very good stage of self-respect. I am going to become a Narayan, first number soul in this entire world. I am going to become a Narayan. This was the self-respect point, Baba's point. And second, the self-respect point, I am the father of humanity. Prajapita. Praja means humanity. I am the father of unity, humanity. And then Baba used to always sit on the throne of self-respect all the time. And that is why Baba was able to maintain very good stage, very good royal action, royal words, and royal sanskars. Baba maintained. Always, Baba's face was full with intoxication. Godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication. Why? Because Baba used to always sit on the throne of self-respect. That was the second type of the efforts. And third type of the effort, Baba used to practice angelic stage while performing action all the time. I am not a human being, but I am an angel. I am the incarnation of angel. I am not having physical body. I, the soul, not having physical body. But I, the soul, is having the light of body of divine light. Body of divine light. Our angelic stage is having three things. Full with godly intoxication, full with godly powers, and full with godly virtues. These three things are full in our angelic stage. In addition to that, wonderful crown of purity. I, the angel, is having wonderful crown of purity. And my intellect is constantly connected with Baba in Paramdham, Son of Knowledge Baba, always. This type of the efforts Baba used to do all the time, while performing action especially. One day, Prakash Mani Dadiji was sharing her experience. Brahma Baba was taking me on the tour of Madhuban and my hand was in Brahma Baba's hand. But I was feeling Baba's hand is not anymore hand, but Baba's hand is a hand of light or hand of cotton. I never feel Baba's hand is gross and physical body. And, but Baba's hand is a hand of light or hand of cotton. Like that. I experience. Why Dadi had that experience? Because internally Brahma Baba was experiencing that angelic state. Whatever the stage internally we are experiencing, automatically whoever is coming in our contact, that stage is reflecting on that person, the consciousness of that person. And that person can experience automatically. He is not an ordinary person, but he is an angel. Okay? And fourth, original efforts, fourth type of the original efforts was, you might have seen Baba's photo. Baba used to conduct yoga at Amritvela or evening while sitting on the stage of History Hall. And Baba's face was very powerful. Like a lion, Baba is sitting. Like a lion, like a son of knowledge. Means while conducting yoga also Brahma Baba was experiencing really powerful stage, serious stage. Those were sitting in front of Baba, those were listening, receiving Baba's drushti, they were also experiencing very experienced, powerful kant. I am receiving powerful kant from Baba's drishti. He, Baba was experiencing that stage and that's why that stage was reflecting in the audience. And the audience was experiencing that powerful stage. It's a very powerful light. His son of Baba is son of knowledge, like Brahma Baba is also master son of knowledge. Especially at Amrut Villa or in evening yoga. And whenever Baba was sitting in his room and somebody was meeting with Baba at that time, Baba used to always practice soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision, soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision all the time. People were experiencing Shiva Baba is always in Brahma Baba's body. When Baba was delivering the murli, at that time Baba was, Shiva Baba was there. But another time also they were experiencing Baba is also present in Brahma Baba's medium. And that is why Brahma Baba become Bab Saman. First number angel in this world. He is a king of angels. We all the souls now very busy in service. Very busy in service because the service is growing day by day, gradually and gradually. There is no doubt. But now, while remaining busy in service, we must pay attention for creating powerful stages of yoga. Baba will not ask you how busy you are. Baba will ask us, while remaining busy, what sort of stage you maintain, you create. Tell me. Show me. And stage is my property. My yoga stage is only my property. Our race is in yoga subject, not in knowledge subject, not in other three subject, but our race is in yoga subject. The toppers of this university would be yogi souls. Toppers of this university would be yogi souls. Understand? And one thing I would like to tell you. If you really would like to do any sort of experience in Brahmin life, any sort of experience in Brahmin life, you must have very clear understanding of these two subtle powers, which is the power of my intellect and which is the power of my mind. We are explaining others in 7 days course, and we personally are having that knowledge, but we must personally have clear, this is my intellect and this is my mind. Clear analysis. Most of the people, they are having confusion in this, because they are always very close, remain very close. I would like to give you a simple example, clarity about these two powers. First question. I would like to ask you two questions. First question. Have you seen Janki Dadiji? Sister, second sister. Have you seen Janki Dadiji? Yes or no? Yes? Have you seen her? Can you see now also her face and everything image? Yes? You are seeing me. You are seeing her also image. Huh? Yes? My second question. Can you tell me something about her? How is really she? Help her. Quick. How is she? How is Dadi Janki ji? Yeah. Huh? How is she? Could tell the qualities of Dadis. Powerful, merciful, intoxicated, loving, yogi, wise. And how is really Didi Nirmala ji? Detached, loving, accurate. Humoristic. Okay, now when I ask you the question about Dadi Janki ji, the power of visualization was very clearly focused on Dadi. That is the eye of a soul. That is the power of intellect. That is the power of knowledge, eye of a knowledge. And I ask second question, how is she? Oh, she is so sweet, so nice, so generous, motherly, loving, and this and that. That was your mind. And then I ask about Didi Nirmala, the intellect was jumping on her. Oh, and visualizing her. And then you start thinking, oh, she is also very detached and loving and this and that. That was your mind. Understand what I mean? If you have clear analysis or difference in these two subtle power, then you can get very good experiences, deep experiences. Because this is the time of becoming the authority of spiritual experiences. This is the time, Baba has said. Baba had given signal. This is the time of becoming the authority of spiritual experiences. That is our true health, our true wealth, authority of experiences. क्या हुआ क्या नहीं जीतू को फोन किया नहीं तो कहां लोग आ रहे हैं तुम्हारे हाँ पूछो ना कहां है लोग अंडरस्टैंड Intellect is a power of visualization. Intellect is the eye of a soul. Intellect. And mind is always following intellect. Mind is always following intellect. Mind is a follower of our intellect. Wherever intellect is going, mind is following. That is why we must pay attention on our intellect. Intellect must not wander here and there. Huh? And the power of vision, of intellect, the vision of I, the intellectual I, is increasing as much we are understanding the secret of knowledge, Murli. As much we are understanding the secret of knowledge, the power of intellectual eye is increasing. We could see very clearly our original form and others' original form also as a soul. Understand? Okay? Yes. Huh? In 1973, I came to Baba. I missed that. But we heard so many things from our dadis, senior dadiji. That's why we know everything. We have not met Baba through that old body, but we met Baba thousands and thousands times through his angelic form, through Dadi Gulja Dadi. Thousands and thousands times. That is why we are not having that feeling that we have not met him, but we met him. Now, Usha Benji, बोल रहे थे मधुबन निवासियों को बुलाओ मधुबन निवासी तो नहीं आ रहे इतने तो we can maintain, we can do that in not together in, we can do that otherwise. About Mama. Mama is called underground efforts maker. The river of Mama, the memorial of Mama is Saraswati. Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. This is third river. Saraswati is always incognito. And Mama always has shown that she was underground efforts maker. Gupta Purushati, underground efforts maker. So why? Because when the children, they are waking up, at that time, Mama was... When children were sleeping, at that time, Mama used to sit on the roof of history hall and she used to practice, I am Shiv Shakti, I am Shiv Jagdamba, I am Shiv Shakti, I am the mother of all the world and I am Shiv Shakti. That she was practicing like that, incognito alone, when the children were sleeping. And when they were waking up, at that time Mama was detached. That is why she is called as a underground efforts maker. And Brahma Baba, Mama was very seriously accepting Baba's signal. Shiv Baba means God. Thus, I have to accept Baba's direction anyhow, do or die. Outside? Okay. बुलाओ ना कहाँ है सबको बुलाओ ना हो मैंने दिया सबको बुलाओ क्या नहीं जल्दी बुलाओ ना चलो आओ इधर फटाफट ज्ञानी सबको बुलाओ ना जल्दी जीतू को सबको
So if you could move in the chairs in front of you and just leave your bags maybe be under the chair so that you don't have to move you with your bags. And then we move in the chairs and they don't move in the sofas.
बुलाओ ना जल्दी जल्दी
आतम देन एक्सप्लेन टू देम दैट एवरी थ्री चेयर्स इज वन मधुबनी वासी ओके
अच्छा ओके ओके
सो व्हाट वी आर गोइंग टू डू इज दैट आतम बाय ही विल कंडक्ट द ड्रिल्स एंड वी विल मेडिटेट इन द चेयर्स ब्रदर यू कैन गो दैट साइड प्लीज And every 3 minutes, there will be a sign ringing from the phone, and then that's the sign for you to move. Actually, to wake up from your chairs and to move to next chair. And we are going in this direction from here to the left. Yeah, so you move to the left.
Susila, okay? Either.
And more brothers will be coming because they are finishing their duties and they will be coming. So they will be coming.
उधर बैठो सुशील वहाँ बैठो. अच्छा यहाँ आ जाओ.
One chair. You move one chair. Brother, you can sit there on that corner, please. Ah, yeah, top, okay.
Yeah. नहीं. Okay, ठीक है. बैठो.
And you, brother, you sit there, please. You sit there. Yes.
Sit. ठीक है हाँ बैठो नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू डू द प्रैक्टिस ऑफ बीइंग इन अ सोल कॉन्शियस स्टेज एंड सोल कॉन्शियस विजन I am a very tiny point of divine light. Sitting in the center of my forehead. Mentally, You must have the awareness we are sitting in the experimentation. We are going to conduct wonderful experiments, very powerful experiments, really powerful, unbelievable and powerful. powerful experiences we are going to do in this gathering, in this experiment. I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am a pure soul. Radiating the waves of purity. The light of unity. And experiencing wonderful aura of purity around my head. Experiencing supreme blissful state. The one who is sitting in front of me, I am visualizing that person as a point of light. As Shiva Baba's vision always is incorporeal vision. Like that, my vision is also becoming incorporeal. Point of light and point of light. We are the brothers. We souls are brothers. Children of one and same Father, Shiva Baba. Just my kochum, body just my instrument, body just my vehicle. My true identity in this world is a very tiny and shiny point of divine. I am experiencing soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision. As Brahma, Baba and Mama was having that soul conscious stage and soul conscious vision, I am also experiencing like that. I am following Baba and Mama. Power of divinity is increasing and increasing. I'm a peaceful soul. Thank you. experiencing depth of peace. The soul is sharing good wishes and pure feelings with the my brother soul. How beautiful experience is this? In this hall, there is a beautiful gathering of living stars. As there is a beautiful gathering in the sky, in this hall also, there is a beautiful gathering of living stars, sparkling stars. Shiva Baba is observing this beautiful gathering of living stars. And showering this beautiful gathering with the shower of love. Showering this gathering with the shower of flowers of love. My vision is becoming more and more divine. I am visualizing very clearly and deeply my original form, true form, my divine form. That is a point of divine light. As Brahma Baba, vision was divine vision, incorporeal vision. My vision is also becoming more and more incorporeal.
Now gently you just move, instead of one chair, move to the next Madhubaniwasi, towards the left.
I am experiencing completely bodiless state. I am receiving sweet drishti. front of me, Bab Dada is sitting. Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's angelic form. Bab Dada is sitting in front of me. And Bab Dada is giving me wonderful drishti, extremely powerful drishti.
You could gently move to the next Madhubaniwasi on your left.
Now we are going to conduct the experiment, next experiment. Being in a self-respect and giving respect to others. Sitting on the throne of respect. World benefactor stage. I, the soul, is sitting on the throne of self-respect. World benefactor soul. Shivbaba has the desire to see every child soul as a king. I am the king of the self. I am experiencing self-sovereignty stage. I am a master of the self. My face is fully intoxicated. The one who is sitting in front of me is also a king of the self. My record of giving regard is very good. We both, the kings, are giving drishti to each other. And sharing pure feeling and good wishes. The light and might from the Shiv Baba, son of knowledge, straight from Paramdham is falling on me, and the light and might is flowing through the eyes of my indoors, of my eyes. We both, the souls, are the kings of the self, experiencing wonderful spiritual intoxication, wonderful drishti, receiving shower straight from son of knowledge, Shiv Baba, and flowing that power through the windows of my eyes. Yes, Brahma, Baba, I used to have the intoxication that I am going to become a Narayan. I am going to become a Krishna in the same way. The soul is having great intoxication that I am a world benefactor soul, spreading the spiritual vibrations all throughout the world globe, giving sakas to the whole world. I am receiving shower of powers from Shiva Baba over me constantly and sharing that powers with the person, the one who is sitting in front of me. How beautiful experience is this? Experience of self-respect and giving respect to the others.
Holding this awareness, you can just move it towards the next Madhubani Vasi.
Now, everybody, please stand up. Madhubani Nivasi also stand up. Now we are going to experience angelic stage. White light. I, the soul, point of light, is leaving the dress of physical body, and I, the soul, point of light, adopt a wonderful dress of divine light. Oh, how beautiful is this dress of divine light. The dress of an angel. My angelic form is full with three aspects, three things. Full with godly intoxication, spiritual intoxication. So secondly, full with godly power. Thirdly, full with godly virtues. My angelic form is a full with godly intoxication, godly powers and godly virtues. I, the angel, have a wonderful crown of purity. And my intellect is directly connected with Son of Knowledge, Shivava, in soul world, supreme religion. I am the incarnation of an angel, beautiful angel. Giving sweet drishti and receiving sweet drishti. From a sweet angel. This is a beautiful gathering of angels. Hanuman, like an aeroplane over the world globe, entire world globe, flying and flying like an aeroplane on the world globe. On one hand, my intellect is connected with Son of Knowledge, Shivava. I am receiving light and might from Shivava, and on the other hand, reflecting that light and might over the entire worldly souls, living stars, point of light. Unlimited souls are receiving light and might through me. In this beautiful evening, I am experiencing world benefactor stage. Rama Baba is also flying with me. Angel. How beautiful experience is this? Experience of angelic stage and experience of world benefactor stage. Please sit down in this stage. Please, thank you. Sit down, please. And experience again and again the same stage, angelic stage. The angel is receiving wonderful drishti from Bab Dada, from Brahma Baba, emperor of angels. The angel is receiving powers through Baba, through Sri. Shiv Baba is observing this beautiful gathering of angels straight from soul world and showering this beautiful gathering with the shower of golden flowers. Just as Brahma Baba was moving around in Madhuban, always was experiencing angelic stays, in the same way I am experiencing wonderful angelic stage now.
Now you can now just gently move your chairs towards the stage, and for the next half an hour we will have meditation.
Seven. You also come. Better seven. Come now. Now we are going to experience seed stage. beautiful stage, volcanic stage of yoga. The soul point of light. Is leaving this bodily kocham. And sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. Flying upwards flying beyond the world globe flying and flying beyond sun and moon and stars flying beyond the angelic world also. I arrived at the soul world, supreme region. How beautiful is this sweet silence, oh. It is a world of infinite golden ray divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. This is my true home. My sweet home. I experience sweet silence, deep silence. Yeah. Oh, extremely beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. He is the most beautiful being in this world. The soul, point of light, is visualizing beautiful form with the eye of my intellect. I am enjoying his beauty. In the world of my heart, there is only and only my sweetest Father, Shiva Baba. Baba, you are the comforter of my heart. I love you, Baba. I like you, Baba. The soul felt madly in the love of Baba. So that no one and nothing separate me from him. I experience combined state. I experience oneness with Baba. Baba is a son of knowledge. He's unlimited source of spiritual energy. The soul is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays over me constantly. Receiving and receiving tremendous power, unlimited powers from Son of Knowledge. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I'm experiencing seed stage, organic stage of yoga. in this huge small one. I, the soul, is enjoying wonderful meeting with Shiva Baba. Truly, these are the golden moments of my life. Most happiest moments of my life, in which I, the soul, is experiencing myself in the company of God. I am enjoying his wonderful company.
special thanks to Santam Prakash Bhai and to the brothers and sisters from Madhupuran also.